This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
And the coach, Wim Sanderson, joins us each week courtesy of Coca-Cola.
Hey, it's still summertime. Great product out there. You've got, what, 4 more days of summer. It's still hot outside. So try the Sprite Limonade. You've been mixing Sprite and lemonade for years. Now Sprite is doing it for you. It's Sprite with a splash of lemonade. Perfect refreshment, still with zero caffeine. You can pick up yours at your local grocery or convenience store.
Hello, coach. How are you?
I don't blame you for cutting my segment short. Bad as I am, I can't seem to.
0-3, Wimp. 0-3.
Tell them how you answered the phone, coach.
How do you answer? Yeah,
Losersville is what happened. team has lost 48 games on the road, Kansas. And I thought the line was decent, and I lost again. And so,
I forgot really you had BC.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, BC minus the 21. You're laying 20 with 3 touchdowns.
Well, that's a kick to the stones right there.
Well, that didn't, Boston College didn't play. Kansas can't be that good. I almost picked Kansas. I almost picked West Virginia this week, but I didn't, because I guess Kansas would be all excited. They'll have 500 people in the stands.
You know, we were talking about stale situations in college football coaching, and Steve Adazio is one of those guys coming into this year. Although, he wins 6 or 7 games, a lot of people believe that is a stale situation. I know in football it can happen. You can have that one loss that boosters and fans can look back on and say, it's inexcusable, we need to go in a different direction. And that's what you had Friday night against Kansas. I don't think you can really have that in college basketball, can you?
No, you probably can't in college basketball. In college football, there is no reason for Kansas to come in there and score the points they scored, and for Boston College to be so poorly ready to play. It was awful. I mean, not that I lost. I hate losing. I can't stand losing, but I have, and I have zero excuses.
They didn't. The coach, Wim Sanderson, on the Natty Seltzer Hotline, presented each week by our friends at Coca-Cola.
I was going to say, that's right up there with the Loyola loss.
Oh, no. Don't bring that up.
Y'all take a hike.
I did not say that, Coach.
Lance brought it up.
I never bring up Loyola.
You're dumber. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd never, ever bring up Loyola. South Alabama, I bring up.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah. I want you to go see the officials on that game.
8-5 in that one, what it was.
Yeah, it was. At the old Omni.
Hey, the Alabama injury situation, LeBryan Ray now is out at least 6 weeks, according to Nick Saban. Alabama is probably about to start 5 freshmen on defense. Now, Alabama's freshmen are different than a lot of people's freshmen, but they're still freshmen, Wimp, and that starts to add up at some point, right?
Not when you got that schedule except for LSU,
well,
doesn't it?
I know.
What are you trying to tell me? It adds up against Southern Miss and Ole Miss and people like that, you got LSU, and that's it. And by the time you get to them, you should have it down pretty
good. I'm just telling you, I don't know what the number is, but I bet you there's a number in Nick Saban's head that there's too many freshmen to be starting on his defense.
I think it's already at that number.
And I think 5 exceeds that number.
Well, you may be right, but, when you look at the schedule the way it's fallen, you're in pretty darn good shape. You would think if you get them ready to play people they're supposed to beat. Boston College didn't get ready to play people they were supposed to beat. And Alabama always does a good job of getting ready to beat people they're supposed to beat, and they beat some of them that they're not supposed to beat, maybe, or they're even with. So the schedule falls there. LSU will be a game that, the freshmen will have to really read the offenses of LSU and know what to do. But I think outside of that, they're in pretty good shape, don't y'all? Are y'all back off of that?
No. I think Lance and I feel very comfortable right now about Alabama LSU. I don't know where Jim stands on that one. I think it's two months away.
I think it's a very tough game, and I can't believe you're looking over Alabama at Texas A&M.
I don't know if we know LSU's that good yet.
Yeah, that is a hard game. I'll buy that. Texas A&M is a hard game.
Yeah, Texas A&M on the road, that's going to be a tough game.
I agree.
Yeah. I'm interested on what you think of Notre Dame going to play Georgia. Now, if that is your blue play special, just say let's skip it.
It's not.
Okay,
it's
so not Notre Dame is at Georgia this weekend.
Well, I think home field advantage is terrific there. I think the excitement that the Georgia fans will have and carry over to the Georgia players will add a couple of touchdowns to it. I don't know that – I hadn't heard y'all's show. I don't think that Notre Dame's very good against the run. and the big old guys that that Georgia has in the offensive line are big. They're not. They're really big. They're oversized and they are good and fast. So I would say it's a two touchdown plus more, maybe a little more than that for Georgia in that game.
The Coach Wim Sanderson brought to you by Coca-Cola each and every week here on the Jocks Roundtable. One of their great products, Sprite Limonade. You've been mixing Sprite and lemonade for years. Now Sprite is doing it for you. Still zero caffeine. Pick up yours at your local Piggly Wiggly. Now, we've been saying it. A lot of people have been saying that Georgia's going to run them off the field. Do you think Georgia fans, Georgia players, do they hear this? Do you think Georgia players know that they're a 14-point favorite?
They do. They sure do. But I think in this particular case, it won't matter. I think they'll play. I think there are times that when you heard Nick Saban's press conference yesterday, the point he brought out early was that you better watch Southern Miss, but he didn't say that. You know, he talked about, you know, being ready for everything. So, yes, I do. I think it's a factor, but not a very big factor, because I think they're so excited to play them, and everybody say they brought them in there and beat, even though they beat them 1 point the last time they played them. So I think that will. Do y'all keep up with football? All three of you a lot.
Well, yeah.
Football?
It's kind of what we get paid to do.
Yeah, without looking at anything, do you know who the quarterbacks were when I went to Alabama in 1960?
I would guess Pat Trimmel.
Pat Trammell, yes.
And
Bart Starr had just left.
I don't know who the backup would be, but Pat Trimmel was the starter.
The backup played in the bowl.
I would not know his name. But Pat Trammell was the main starter, though, right?
I played against him in high school. He went to Pell City.
Oh, gosh.
Do not know who that is.
Who was it?
Bobby Skelton.
Bobby Skelton.
Oh, Bobby Skelton. Was there a reason you asked that? Or was that
I've just been thinking about Bobby. He's always wanted to get in the Hall of Fame. He's passed away, and I'd love to get him in, but he's a good man.
Sports Hall of Fame?
Yeah, he was a good man. He never been able to get in. So.
What did he do after football, Wimp?
Oh, he was one of the great officials.
That's what I thought. I thought that name sounded familiar. He was a
Super Bowl, all the playoff games. He was very, very good.
Yeah. Well, if he was an official in one of the – there's only been 53 Super Bowls. If he was an official in the Super Bowl and a quarterback for Bear Bryant at Alabama.
I bet if you write him a rec.
Yeah.
How is he not in the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame?
It's ridiculous.
You're in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I saw you at the dinner. That's right. But you being in would carry some weight there, I would think.
I don't know. I just kind of thought about that. No, it ain't a big deal.
Hey, I did want to ask you, and the Coach Wim Sanderson is with us on the Natty Seltzer Hotline presented by Coca-Cola. I did want to ask you because we love picking your brain on coaching.
I'm really good.
So you need a win.
I know.
You need a win so bad.
Beat down Wimps.
Yeah. Monster.
I don't know. I mean, I don't.
Don't ask him a coaching question. Let me ask you something serious real quick.
I'm just tickled y'all leave me on long enough, because most time you cut me off.
Well, I know. It's a 10 after, so where were the clocks ticking?
So we've got an NFL.
I'll be honest.
I guarantee you Jim's got it ticking.
I'll be honest. I am busy the rest of the day. I can't answer texts.
Talk about the Notre Dame game before ever got on, then he asked me about it. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so we've got an NFL game tonight, Tennessee and Jacksonville.
Terrible game.
Okay. Well, I just saw another graphic of Gardner Minshew. You're now backup quarterback starting for Jacksonville, and everybody loves to talk about his mustache. Was there ever a time in your life that you had a mustache?
No, I never would. You know what mustaches are for?
No.
Okay, what are they?
Tap.
No, I'm not something ugly. They're for people that are lazy.
Okay.
All right.
Everybody has a mustache is lazy. They don't want to do anything.
Right.
So I had something really good to say, and I forgot doggone it what it was.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. Oh, Houston plays tonight against Tulane.
Right.
So, no, I'm not. That's not my blue flag.
Do you have a good feeling about tonight? LT likes Tulane.
I think, yeah, I do too. I think that's pretty good. I didn't use it. I didn't know what to use. I'm at loss.
Lost at sea.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I'm surprised you are not playing Georgia over Notre Dame.
I've got a feeling you've got a double-digit favorite, though, coming this week.
I thought that last week, and I didn't do it.
Well,
trusted me.
People are pointing out, like Bobby pointed out on Twitter earlier, that you've gone with heavy favorites. So it might be time to go with an underdog.
Let me write that down.
Well, you've already got your pick now, I hope.
Yeah. Well, I already got my picks.
Do you want to go ahead and do it?
No, I've got my pick. Yeah, if you want me to, you're in a hurry to get.
No, not in a hurry.
Wait, so who's the laziest person you ever met with a mustache?
Because y'all don't have any questions.
Who's the laziest person you've ever met with a mustache?
We keep asking you questions. You give us one word answers.
You're what about so beat down.
What about the NFL game tonight? The game sucks.
Maybe Abraham Lincoln. I don't know who it was.
Abraham Lincoln was president. How was he lazy?
He didn't have a mustache.
And he didn't have a mustache.
He had the chin strap beard.
Well, when he said mustache, I thought he meant beard.
Well, I got a beard and a mustache.
You do? You look awful, too.
You do, and you look awful, too.
Swinging a battle axe today.
Honest to goodness, if I had it.
If you would shave your face, you'd look 100% better. And you got your hair stuck up there in the middle, you ought to comb it down.
Okay.
Stuck up in the middle.
Okay, granddad.
Can I ask you a question right now? If I brought out Miss September Playboy model in a bikini, serving you meat and three of your favorite meat and three vegetables and your favorite soda, obviously a Coca-Cola.
I'm in.
I get the feeling you'd complain about it today.
Yeah, I'd be mad because she had her clothes on.
Oh, wow.
All right, Rockstar, let's do the Blue Plate special.
At least I found something he'd be happy about.
Yes, thankfully. Hang on, Rockstar's got to play the song.
Y'all show, and y'all can't think of a cotton-picking thing. I listen to y'all, but other people, y'all give them all that crap. And, with me, you don't ask any questions.
Nothing. We got nothing.
Okay, so how important is Saturday for Jim Harbaugh?
Not that important because Wisconsin.
Yeah, there you go.
Not that important.
All right, well, but Rockstar's played the open.
He asked you questions.
I know. He's played the open. Give us your game. Where are you going?
Well, I think Sonny screwed me because I think he's gotten that mayonnaise jar. Did you play the thing?
Yeah, you were talking over it. Yes, we played it.
Well, he's just stuck his hand in the mayonnaise jar and screwed it all up as usual.
Right.
You guys, I don't know where to go. I'm going to go.
Georgia.
I'm going to go with
Oregon.
I'm going to go for.
Good Lord.
You see,
flip that coin.
Texas.
For.
Georgia.
Not Wisconsin.
Michigan?
No. I got on blank as crap.
Michigan State. Northwestern. Auburn. Syracuse.
Illinois to get beat.
Okay.
Oozing
Illinois. Illinois is favored.
Nebraska
is favored by 13.5. So you want
Nebraska.
Ooh, you want Nebraska minus 13.5?
Who said ooh?
Ooh, I did.
That was Dunaway.
Okay, is that a bad bet? That's a chance.
I'm going to give you two little things that are going to make you feel better about this game, Wimp. So go out, get a good lunch today, relax.
I think it's pretty – I acted like I didn't know any of it. I think it's pretty good.
Okay, Scott Frost has covered 7 straight Big Ten games. This is a Big Ten game. On the other side, Lovie Smith, 6-15 against the number, his last 21
there you go, Wimp.
Big Ten games.
All right. Wimp's blue plate is Nebraska. Minus 13.5.
We're pulling for you. I'm going to be focused on that game.
I don't like this show. I don't like the way y'all do this show, and y'all cut me off too quick.
Well, I hate to tell you this. Illinois is probably going to sneak in with a backdoor touchdown, and the guy that scores it is going to make you mad because you won't be able to say his last name, Josh Emator Bay.
Jeff Getty there, don't worry.
I won't.
He'll just call him MF-er.
All right.
Y'all all three get in line, take a hike.
Okay. Whip is presented by our friends at
Next
Coca-Cola.
Next Thursday, Coach, we're doing Mustache Thursdays.
I got to go to Piggly Wiggly.
Well, hang on.
Great product like Sprite Lemonade. I'm sure you get yours right there on 41.
Good Lord. Where do you get yours, Whip?
I get mine on 4131 at Andy and Stanley. They're great people. Piggly Wiggly is the very best. Y'all are the very worst.
All right.
Y'all aren't asking good questions.
So we're really bad interviewers. That is one. All right. Love you.
No, I don't, y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Interact with us on Twitter @JocksRoundtable.